Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The U.S. Supreme Court is rejecting a Republican lawsuit that sought to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in Pennsylvania. The high court did so without comment. President-elect Joe Biden is pledging to strengthen mask mandates, to reopen schools, and to get 100 million Americans vaccinated against COVID-19, all this in his first 100 days in office. Biden's comments came as he introduced his public health team yesterday. They include California Attorney General Javier Becerra. The former congressman is Biden's choice to be Secretary of Health and Human Services.
The COVID pandemic and its economic fallout have thrust families into crisis. Too many Americans are sick or have lost loved ones. Too many have lost their jobs, and with that, their health care and hope.
Biden has also chosen Ohio Democratic Congresswoman Martha Fudge to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She would be the first black woman to hold that position. California continues to set daily records for new coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. NPR's Eric Westervelt says state officials believe the spikes are due in part to the large numbers of people who traveled over the Thanksgiving holiday.
In the last 2 weeks, COVID-19 hospitalizations in California are up more than 70% to the state's highest recorded level yet. Dr. Mark Galley, California's health secretary, says that's why it's vital that people heed the regional stay-at-home orders and their prohibitions on travel and social gatherings.
The fact is that transmission is now so widespread across our state that most all non-essential activities create a serious risk for transmission.
Southern California and the state's Central Valley regions are among the hardest hit, with available ICU capacity there now at 10 and 5% respectively. Statewide, 12% of new cases result in hospitalizations. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The CEO of the Voice of America's parent agency has removed the VOA's acting director ahead of a Biden administration, NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
When CEO Michael Pack won Senate confirmation in June, the two top officials at the Voice of America resigned, wary of his sincerity and promising that their newsroom could run independently. Pack soon fired the heads of VOA's sister networks and instigated a series of investigations of journalists, claiming they were biased against President Trump. His pick to run VOA, veteran editor Alej Biberai, walked a fine line, never criticizing Pack directly, but publicly reiterating the importance of newsroom independence, even as he was being pressured to reassign or fire reporters. Now, Biberai is out. His apparent replacement is Robert Riley, a former Voice of America director who has publicly defended Pack and who criticized VOA for liberal bias. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Later today, former Virginia Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe is expected to announce another run for his old job. NPR's Giles Snyder has more.
McAuliffe filed paperwork to make another run for governor back in August, and now he is expected to make a formal announcement, kicking off his campaign for the Democratic nomination in Richmond, the state capital. McAuliffe is a familiar figure in Democratic Party circles. He was a prolific fundraiser and friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton, and he served 4 years as governor beginning in 2014, but state law blocks chief executives from seeking consecutive terms. McAuliffe is white. He will be running for the Democratic nomination against at least three other candidates, all of whom are black: State Senator Jennifer McClellan, Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy, and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Health officials in Alberta, Canada, are imposing new coronavirus restrictions as infections continue to spike there. Restaurants and bars are being limited to takeout and delivery, and many businesses are being told to close. They include casinos, movie theaters, hair salons, and gyms. Social gatherings are now banned indoors and outdoors, and a mask mandate is in effect across the province. Alberta has reported more than 1,600 new infections a day for nearly a week. Germany is reporting a new daily record for deaths from COVID-19. Health officials report 590 fatalities in the latest 24-hour period. Officials in several German states say lockdowns are possible in the near future. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.